Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. We're extremely honored, and I feel personally honored to have Senator Michael Enzi back on the show. That's E-N-Z-I if you're Googling him. He is the senator from Wyoming, from the great state of Wyoming, the cowboy state, and he is a wonderful champion for small business, having been a small business of himself before he became a senator, and he does so many things. He works so hard for you and me in Congress, ladies and gentlemen, to help us. He's a voice for us, and I'm happy to say he's our friend. Senator Enzi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. And if I had more of my colleagues that have been in small business, we wouldn't be having nearly the problems we have now, because they'd realize some of the difficulties of actually being the backbone of the American economy.
Who was it? Which was it? Was it McGovern who said that, who determined that? Wasn't it McGovern who...
He did after he got out of office.
George McGovern, who was an arch liberal for all those years, got out of office, went to Connecticut or somewhere, if I remember, Senator Enzi. What, do you know the rest of the story?
He bought an inn, and
yeah.
That was going to be his retirement, and he found out that small business is pretty tough. And anybody that hasn't been in small business probably hasn't had that sit up straight in the bed in the middle of the night wondering how you're going to meet payroll the next
right.
day. And the workers are in the same boat as the employers. It's not like there's this huge divide. It's all one family. They all realize how tenuous their jobs are, and they try to work together to keep the business going.
That's exactly
right.
But
the risk is being taken by the owner of the small business, and he's the one that has to have those sit up in bed at night experiences.
Right.
And it's risk that really drives the economy. And we're just about to put them in a real risky situation by increasing the minimum wage.
Well, I completely agree with you, and that's certainly one of the things I want to talk about. But what I want to finish the one story, though, on McGovern. Folks, in case you didn't know this, after McGovern ran that in, and I think maybe unsuccessfully, I don't remember, he actually came back and said, if I had known what it took to be a small business owner, I would have voted differently on many of the votes that I made when I was in Congress.
That's a very, very close to the exact quote.
Yeah. And so, folks, that's what we got to do. Senator Enzi, when you said we need more of these people running a small business, that's the reason why I say that we should find small business owners who are people with that kind of background, and those are the people we should be supporting for Congress.
That's correct. And when we're picking people for hearings, I try to get the small businessmen to come in for the hearings. When I talk to big business, I say, don't talk to me. Find a small business that has the same problem you've got and have them come talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Very good point.
Small business actually has the heartstrings of America with them. And there's a great opportunity out there for small business to be explaining what their difficulties are and asking for some relief in those areas. Sometimes it's paperwork. We tried to do an amendment that would give them some paperwork relief, and that was shut down. And I mean, we were just talking about paperwork relief, a first-time problem that doesn't affect any individual that they can correct, and we didn't want people to be fined for that, and that got turned down.
Wow. Who turned that down?
The Democrats turned that down.
Yeah.
They saw that as something vile and evil, helping out small business too much. And
what is it about small business that Democrats don't like, Senator Enzi?
Well,
what have we done to them?
I think their animosity goes to all business, and they haven't been able to separate out small business from big business. And big business in the last few years has had some problems. And when it's a problem in big business, it affects a whole lot of people all at once and is very newsworthy. The same things, small businesses have a problem. It affects so few people at one time from that one business that they can't generate the same kind of publicity from it. So they're trying to capitalize on how much CEOs of big companies make and
right.
apply that to small business, which, you know, we know that there isn't that same relationship.
Right.
And so they keep
taking
the big business.
This CEO is not making too much money, Senator Inzi. I can assure you of that.
I know from having been a CEO of one of those small businesses that when you're worrying about that payroll, you're kind of worried about your own, but you know you get paid last.
That's exactly right. If there are five people in the company and only enough money for four paychecks, guess who doesn't get one?
Right.
It's the CEO.
That's right. When I first got in the Senate, I was allowed to do a hearing on small business in Wyoming. I did in Casper, Wyoming, which is our second biggest city, and I had what I thought was a great turnout. And the media came up afterwards and said, "How come there were so few small businessmen here?" And I said, "If they had enough people to come to an all-day hearing, they would have fired them."
Exactly. Stand by, Senator Inzi. We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Senator Mike Inzi, the small business champion on Capitol Hill. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friend, Senator Mike Inzi. Senator from the great state of Wyoming, and his hometown is Gillette, Wyoming, if I understand that correctly,
yes.
Senator. And it's a great state. And by the way, folks, all you folks in Cheyenne listening to the Senator over some of our stations who broadcast in that part of the world, I know you want to say hello to him. Senator, I am a staunch, ardent, vociferous opponent of the concept of a minimum wage, let alone the idea of increasing the minimum wage. In my opinion, minimum wage is nothing more than the government price fixing. I mean, the government establishing a price for things, and we know that doesn't work. It really violates all my sensibilities as a free marketer. And so we have a 515 minimum wage that the House has voted to increase to $7.25 over 2 years. The Senate is where it is right now. Tell us where things are there.
Well, I've debated this in opposition to Senator Kennedy now five previous times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a point, I can count votes, we're at a point where there is going to be a minimum wage increase.
Yep.
What I'm trying to do is make sure that we can protect small business as much as possible from the impact of what's going to happen with it. And at the same time, explaining to people what the minimum wage. I went back and looked up the history on it, and actually Massachusetts was the one that got a national minimum wage to begin with.
A Republican.
They were losing people to the South.
That's exactly right.
From manufacturing, and so they decided if there was a minimum wage, the South wouldn't be able to beat them on wages, and they'd
right.
be able to keep their businesses, which didn't turn out to be right anyway, because government just can't control that.
So the point you're making, which is one that I've been making for a long time, is the minimum wage was never established to help out the worker. It was established as a protectionist move.
Well, I think we'd do America a service if we quit calling it minimum wage and called it pay for minimum skills.
Right.
Because that's what we're doing. These are people that really can't make it into the job market without some business taking the time and effort to do the training that they missed somewhere in school or somewhere in their values in their life, teaching them how to dress, how to run a cash register, how to interact with a customer,
how to
show up on time.
How to count.
Yes, some very, very basic things. And small business takes these people in and makes them employable at higher wages because they have more skills. Now, a lot of times it's higher wages in the same business. I like to mention the McDonald's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The man that owns that McDonald's and several others pointed out to me that he's had three people that started with him at minimum wage who now own 20 McDonald's.
Wow.
Now, the opposition always says, well, that's an unusual case. America's made up of unusual cases, and the beauty of America is people have that opportunity. Now, they've got to make the choices that get them to that opportunity, but the opportunities are there. And he took those people, gave them some minimum skills, helped them up the ladder instead of taking the first rung of the ladder out and hoping they could jump up to the second one. That's what we do when we raise the minimum
mm-hmm.
wage.
Right.
We're knocking some people out of the economy.
That's right.
And but
But it's going to, but it is going to happen, as you say. And I predicted this in December when I made my 07 predictions. I said there will be a minimum wage increase, and it will be signed by the president. Now, but here's the thing: you've been working hard to try to modify the impact of this on small business. What are going to be your amendments?
Well, we have actually a bipartisan tax package. It was put together by Senator Baucus from Montana, the Democrat, and Senator Grassley from Iowa, the Republican. And it does things like allow cash accounting instead of having to do accrual accounting. I'm the only accountant in the Senate. I know we lose people when we start getting into the details of
we
accounting.
We understand.
But essentially, what we're going to allow the small businessman to do is just keep track of his cash flow instead of keeping track of everything else in the world that affects his cash flow.
Right.
And it'll save a huge amount of time and wind up with the numbers that that small businessman actually needs to run the business instead of all of the other numbers that the IRS would like to have so that they can collect money earlier from
right.
small businessmen. We also have some things that allow them to expense things a little bit earlier, so that mm-hmm. they add on to their business. They can.
But we've already got the Section 179 at $108,000 or $110,000. We already have that. We don't need more deductions.
Well, except that runs out. Virtually all of the deductions we have, because of the way the federal government does accounting and figures out costs, which is a very phony system, incidentally. I reel at it all the time when I look at it. If we're doing a tax cut, that's considered to be an expense to the government, even though it can be shown that when we do those, it actually increases
right.
business and brings in more revenue. Every time we've done that, there's more revenue than we ever had before.
Because of dynamic scoring.
Actually, no. The dynamic scoring affects how it shows up badly for us, but mm-hmm. they never reflect the actual revenue that comes in
right.
from the changes that we made. And that's something we've got to change. So
we got the tax benefits. What are the chances? Have you tried to get small business health plans stuck in here in this amendment?
No, I have not, because I'm making progress on the small business health plans, and usually when you have a debate like this, any amendment that you throw in is considered a poison pill, and even if changes are made to that later that conform to the arguments that were made before, people go back to the original argument and beat it down to a pulp.
Right. Right.
We have things like flex time that we wanted to have a vote on for an amendment. The Democrats denied us that vote. And what that is it would allow people to work a few more hours in 1 week of their payroll
right.
so that they can take a little more time off in the next one.
Work 45 hours this week and 35 hours next week without having to pay overtime.
Well, and it's so that they can arrange their own schedule to be
exactly.
able to go to their kids' ball games.
Exactly.
Or whatever it is.
Stand by, Senator. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask the Senator about what's going to happen. What are we going to wind up with when it comes out of committee? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having an absolutely excellent visit with our good friend, Senator Michael Enzi of Wyoming, Republican of Wyoming. He is the ranking member on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, and ranking member means he's the lead guy. He's essentially the chairman of the Republicans, but since they're in the minority, he's not the chairman of the committee. Senator Enzi, we're talking about the minimum wage. It's passed the Senate without any amendments. I'm sorry, it passed the House without any amendments, basically clean. It's in the Senate. You guys are taking some amendments that are making the pill go down a little bit sweeter for small business. What's going to happen when it gets to committee?
Well, we're still in a problem of bait and switch. When it came over to the Senate, they proposed they call it a clean bill. I call it doing it their way only.
Right.
And made us vote on that, and we had enough opposition to keep it from going through that way, because they had already said that they recognized that small business needed some breaks, and they'd put together a bipartisan tax package. Then they put the bipartisan tax package up, and that went through smoothly. Then they tried to divorce it again, and they're going to continue to try and divorce it. We got it out of the Senate, and it's now back at the House, and the House doesn't like what we did. So today, Charlie Rangel with the committee on the House is going to revise the $8 billion in tax breaks for small business. And that sounds like a huge number. When you look at the number of small businesses in this country that are going to be affected, that's not a very big number.
25 million small business owners.
Yes.
And many of them have minimum wage. And it's not just the minimum wage earners, Senator Enzi, it's the upward pressure it puts on everybody else's payroll.
Oh, absolutely.
See, and that's very demoralizing. It's very expensive. But it's in committee.
When the Democrats say that they're for the poor, that's not the case. They're for creating these problems as it moves up the scale and the unions.
Mm-hmm. Which is another thing. I want you to come back and talk to us about this another day, about this vote on this bill called the Employee Choice Bill, which is a joke. But I want to come back so quickly, because I want to get to health care in a second. Yeah. Quickly, what do you think is going to wind up happening when it gets in the committee and the minimum wage?
We're going to be blocking a conference committee because we're going to insist that the House take what we did. Now, they're going to put together a package and send it over here, and we'll have to defeat that again as bait and switch. It'll give us an opportunity to bring up our amendments again. We're weeks away from having this done just because they're trying to ignore small business, and we're not going to let them do that.
But you would think in the final analysis there will be a minimum wage increase.
I can count the votes, and if they help out at all, there will be a minimum wage increase. But so far, there's no indication that they honestly want to do that.
But if they dig their heels in, it might just go away?
It won't go away. We'll be debating it for the whole 2 years.
I got you.
It might not be able to happen.
Senator, I've just got a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure we talk about small business health plans, because that's something I would actually trade a minimum wage increase for small business health plans. If I could get that, I would take that.
We're going to get that. I'm getting more advocates from the other side of the aisle. They've figured out that there are a lot of small businessmen out there, and those small businessmen vote, and so do their employees, and they're very worried about that. So I have Democrats coming to me all the time and saying, how can I be a part of this? And I tell them just vote for it. And but we're gaining some momentum from that side and some understanding that the myths that they argued before just won't work, because all we're trying to do is make it possible for small businessmen across state lines to join to get a big enough group that they can effectively negotiate against the big insurance companies. And that will help them save primarily in the area of administrative costs.
Exactly.
A small businessman pays 35% to 40% administrative costs on their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The big businesses that are allowed to operate under some federal programs and do their own self-insurance, theirs comes down to about 8%. Now, if we allow these groups to gather like that and work across state borders, effectively negotiate, we can bring that cost of administration down not to 8%, but to 12 or 13%.
Quickly, Senator.
A 23% change is a huge change for small business.
There's no question about it, and it could be the difference between having it and not having it. Quickly, though, will we have to go back to the House since they've already passed it?
Yes, we'll have to compromise the differences with the House, because the House...
It'll have to go back to committee. If it does get through the Senate, it'll have to go back to committee, but not all the way back to a full vote in the House.
It'll actually take a floor vote on that side, too. But I think that the House is going to take if we can get our proposal through the Senate, I think the House will take that proposal and we'll have it in place.
Senator Enzi, thank you for all you do for small business. You're a champion for small business, and we thank you, sir, for all that.
Well, thank you for being the small business advocate.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Senator
it.
Michael Enzi, ladies and gentlemen, Enzi, by the way, he's from Wyoming. He'll be back. I will be too, but not this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.